there was a press room, that's what it's called, and I was walking in there, and there was a bag full of passes. This is embassy room passes. So I walked in there, and I put my hand in there, and I took about 8 of them. And then I went out, you know, 8 or 7 or 6, and I gave them all to my friends. You know, I gave it to a guy named Brent Gold, Scott Inyart, him. And during the night when we were there, I took persons to the kitchen, you know, to the kitchen of the Ambassador Hotel, like maybe a half hour before the assassination. Security was really bad, lousy. Anybody could got
it. We arrived at the embassy at 8:30. Security said only people with press passes and with official yellow badges that I think that said embassy on it. And if one didn't have this badge or a press identification, they weren't allowed. And I did witness a press man showing his credentials, and he had his wife, and they didn't allow his wife to go in around that time.
I saw a few security guards ahead of the senator in the kitchen. I think there was a security guard to my rear, to the left in my rear, which would have been pretty close to the senator.
I noticed the senator's party had started to come in. He was stopping and shaking hands, and then he was finally up to us, and I said, "Hello, Senator," and this girl who was with me, Robin Kasdan, shook his hand. The kitchen corridor was not guarded whatsoever.
I noticed the lack of security. There were very, very few security officers. The flow of people in and out of the embassy room was controlled by a fire department captain who was concerned about the possible fire hazard of having too many people in the embassy room.